Do you struggle with a dry, dull, tangled, or itchy beard? Maybe you find little beard hair curls all over the bathroom sink. Have you found that most beard products are too greasy, don't soften your beard, or smell bad in general? If this is you, there is a simple solution to your problem. If you are looking for a change and to level up your beard game, then you need to try 9 Hair Co. beard products. These products were created for men of color, all natural and organic premium oils for maximum quality. 9 Hair Co. products will nourish, protect, and soothe your beard and skin. The beard oil is designed for clean shaven to medium beards, while the beard balm is designed for medium to thick beards. Both products relieve itching during growth, add moisture, and promote shine. Can you use beard oil and the beard balm together? Absolutely, yes you can. For more information on leveling up your beard, click the link for 9hairco.com in the description box below.
Solo, but I won't be rolling solo in just a minute, because in just a second we're going to be talking to a great rising R&B singer by the name of E-Fi. All right, he's from Georgia, but we're also going to be talking to his mentor. He's a friend of the show and also a former guest. His name is August Hayes. He's a singer and a songwriter. He's the one who found E-Fi, kind of set this whole thing up. So we're going to talk to E-Fi. He's got an album out called It's Leo Season. It's streaming on all platforms. So we're going to talk to him about just his origins, where, you know, he came up with wanting to be able to sing, how he got his start, just everything that has to do with him and the project, and just getting into also how August, I guess, was drawn to him to be, you know, want to work with him. So we're going to check into that, and we're going to bring those two brothers in and have that conversation.
You are now listening to The Radio Show.
Fair. I haven't listened to a single Beyonce album front to back.
There you go. And that's my point. I hear it on the radio. I'm not listening to Beyonce's fucking album cuts and trying to determine if that bitch is good, because it ain't.
You're listening to The Radio Show ATL on YouTube and all other podcast providers.
All right, we got The Radio Show ATL, The Aftermath. We are back on the air, and we got hanging out with us. So we got a friend of the show who's a former guest and a friend of mine, August Hayes, a great singer, songwriter, and now you could call him a mentor as well. And the person who you could say he's being a mentor to is another great singer, songwriter. That's E-Fi hanging out with us. What's up, fellas? Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
All right. How y'all doing out there?
All right. So we got a lot of R&B up in here. So let's go ahead and have a conversation. Let's have a chat. So E-Fi, I want to start with you, brother. Okay. Because I know a little bit about August, and not saying that we're not going to give him some love too, but I wanted to jump in and chat with you for a second about, in learning about you, I learned that you got your start of singing in church, and there are a lot of people who get that first, you know, taste of music in church. But what do you feel like was the spark that, I guess, started your love for the music? Was it a song that you heard in the church, somebody singing? Like, what was it that was like, hey man, I like the way this feels, I feel like I want to try to do that myself?
Well, it was always a thing. Like, my mother, she was she sung all the time. And then the middle brother that I have two older brothers, the middle brother, he was the next one, and I was mostly influenced by him and my mom, but mostly by my middle brother. And that, and we, it went so far that we wind up starting a group. And when we was young, me, my brother, and one of my older cousins. And when we first started the group, like, I started out doing like a lot of background, and which I'm glad I did, because I learned like how to do everything as far as background is concerned. Then I started, they found out that I could sing lead myself. So then they started pushing me to do lead. And so when they found out that I was good at pretty much everything that had to do with singing, then my older cousin, he started introducing me to like R&B, like Jodeci, 112, Jagged Edge, Drew Hill, and then they started influencing me too. Blackstreet.
Okay. You got all the greats. So you got the full what we call the car wash. You got the whole, you know, they let you hear all of it. They let you get all of it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My favorite group is Jodeci. But like I was influenced by all of those groups I've named, and I'm still missing some. Tony. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Prophet Jones. A lot of people, man. Okay. Like I have a lot of influences. I'm in love with like mostly the group thing. Like I loved doing the solo, but I sing like solo, but I've always had a thing for like groups. I always thought groups was like, cause you had harmonies and you could do more with a group than just one person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. But yeah, that's true. Those were my influences, and I still to this day listen to those people.
Yeah, because good music never gets old.
That's right. Yeah, that's classics, man.
All right, so August, I wanted to switch and ask you a question because I know you personally. We're friends, you know, and as long as I've known you, you have been the hardest music critic I've probably ever met in my life, man. I mean, to impress you is to say something. So I want to know, what was it about the young brother Efi that caught your attention and said, not only do I want to, you know, talk to this brother, mentor him, but I want to work with him too. What about his style just brought you in?
I think there was two things that brought me in. Was that he seemed to know who he is. He seemed to know what he wanted to do in music. And once I heard him singing, he proved that he could back that up. So, and what I, you know, somebody in Eric's age range, a lot of people that I've met in Atlanta that, you know, people that are aspiring to be musicians or singers, they just didn't have what he had. You know, I only met maybe three people since I've been here that really could back up what they were talking about. He has a lot of confidence, and his harmonies are beautiful. You know, matter of fact, I can't wait to use him on one of my songs. So when I go to the studio, you definitely hear him in the background. So, but anyway, a person that knows what they want is very, it's kind of alluring to know, you know, it's so rare nowadays that a person will say, I want to do this. I want to be at this level, even with the acting part. He always said to me, I want a speaking role. I don't want to just be in the background, you know. So I knew that he had confidence. And I said, once I heard his album and some of the songs on it, I knew I could write something for him. So the first thing I put out for him was a ballad type song with a mixture of like a hip hop beat. And he gravitated toward it and wrote some dope lyrics for it, and it came out wonderful. So it's for me, it was just meeting somebody that had confidence and knew what they wanted to do and was dedicated to you know, reaching that goal. You know, he wanted to have his music heard. So
okay. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that means something, the explanation on what it was. So it was more of I'm sure it was like a vibe, like you know, you heard something and then it gave you that feeling, you know, that sometimes almost you can't explain it, but it's like, you know, it's there type thing. Like, okay. Yeah. I didn't know what I was looking for until I heard it. And now I know what I was looking for with that. Yeah. I can resonate with that.
Yeah. And then he reminded me, and he might not even know some of these artists that, I'm talking about. But there's some artists that, have that ability to do lead vocals and background work. People like Eric Benet and this brother named Troy Johnson, you know, Michael Henderson, people like that, that a lot of younger people might not even be aware of. But all the groups that he mentioned, I listen to too, you know. The only group he did mention that I listened to was Troop, and I'm pretty sure he listened to Troop. So, and but you know, people like that, you know, it tells me that he has a wide ranging ear. You know, he knows good music when he hears it. So, and when you can recognize good music, you can incorporate good music. That means you're learning from people in your past or people that you listen to. Yeah. And then you just take what you've learned and incorporate it in your own music.
Exactly. Yeah. You make it your own. You know, I heard B.B. King say something about that. He was like, you know, music is just you taking what you like in other people's music and you borrow it and then you make it yours.
That's pretty much
what it is. Yeah.
Right. So nothing new under the sun.
No, he was right about that. So again, to spotlight that for E-Fi. So that is the talented artist that we are talking to. So it's E-Fi. So he's got the album. It's Leo Season. That's available wherever you stream your music. So that's Apple, Tidal, Spotify, wherever you stream. That's where you can find it. Follow him on Instagram at E-Fi_Season. And for more information, you go to E-Fi Season.com. All right. So E-Fi, I'm going to shift back to you with my next question. So let's talk about, or let's get into the creation of the Leo Season project. So did you go into that with the mentality of the songs being more personal and being like things you've experienced in your life? Or was it more about things you may have heard or saw, like friends talking to you about certain situations? Or was it kind of, it was a, like a mixture of both for you?
It was more of a personal thing because I'm the kind of artist that only can write, I can write about other subjects, but more personal things, I can get a better outcome out of personal issues that I've had. And most of the issues, well, some of the issues were with women I've dated or talked to that I've had good times with, bad times with. And I expressed that all through this album, as Leo said.
Right here. Like, all right.
Okay, so it's more so of a personal thing with a lot of relationships I've had with good and bad with women that I've talked to, women that I've been out with that have done certain things that I express in the songs. And I would want everybody that hears me on this radio, please take a listen, because I promise you it's something through yourself.
All right. Got you. Yeah. So he said it's straight coming from a personal basis on that. So I can understand that. So then, okay. So if I, with this one, with this part of it, so what would you say is like your creative mentality? So do you have a mindset of like when you were creating this, following a certain subject matter or style, you know how you talked about past relationship things you had been through, things like that? Or was it more, let me just record as much good content as I can, and then I'll just see where it takes me? Which was the approach?
How I put together music, for the most part, is I have to go through something. Like, mostly, like, when it's bad stuff, it helps me become a writer. It helps me to become a great writer because I listen to, like, a lot of stuff like Babyface, and Babyface writes about pain.
You are now listening to The Radio Show.
If you post something on Facebook and you talking like paragraphs of shit about somebody, tag them.
You're listening to The Radio Show ATL on YouTube and all other podcast providers.
Okay.
So, Efa, yes, I want to ask you, so going throughout your career, being a young artist, you know, trying to make your way in everything, because sometimes people get it twisted when you're in the business where other people set expectations for you that you might not have for yourself. Like, you may just want to be, your goal might have been just to put something out or to record a bunch of stuff. You may not want to take it to certain places. But what's going to be the ultimate goal for you where you can look back at your career and say, okay, this is exactly what I pictured and hoped for? What is going to signify that you got to that point?
Well, what's gonna signify me accomplishing what I set out? I want to be on the big stage. The stage like where so of Michael Jackson was, or where Beyonce is now. I want to be on that stage. And if and I believe I will be on that stage. I know my talent could get me there. I would like to, you know, be on that stage, be performing with like all my favorite artists that's, you know, still out now. Like, I would like to share stage with Chris Brown. I like to share stage with Trey Songz. Of course, I like to share stage with Beyonce, because you share stage with Beyonce, you made it.
you're a made man. You get anywhere near her, you're a made man.
Right. Fame by association.
Association. Yep. Made.
Mm-hmm. And also, like, Jay-Z is one of my favorite rappers. Like, I love New York rappers. So, like, Jay-Z, Big, Nas, mm-hmm. Busta Rhymes, Method Man, mm-hmm. You know, pretty much New Fabulous, anybody from New York. Like, I would love to share stage with any rapper from New York and all the R&B artists that I've named. But I want that stage. I want that big stage.
All right. So there we go. So that's what I was looking for with that, because some people might set expectations for themselves where it's like, all right, if I just get to this point, because, you know, other people try to judge it, will say, well, you didn't make it. But I'm like, but if I set a goal for myself and I reached it, it doesn't matter what you saw for me. I reached what I felt like I was getting for myself. That's
exactly. Exactly. And I also feel like if like, say, for instance, I'm sitting out, like, I have dreams, big goals. And so far, my dream is working out. Like, I wrote my album. I got my album out. I got it in stores. That was the first thing. Next, I want to start, like, doing more shows, you know, getting in front of more eyes so they can see me getting my music played on radio stations. I just feel like I just need, once I get the right person, get my music in the right ear, I'll be on, because I got the talent, and I know I get there.
See, that's what I mean about that confidence. That's what you need, because this business, it will eat you up, you know. I was fortunate because I was around a lot of people that gave me schooling, so I could avoid a lot of nonsense, you know, and I didn't have anything that another producer, label owner or anything like that, they could leverage me, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, there was nothing that you could do to me to make me do what you want me to do. You see what I'm saying? So the goals, like Raphael said, is you know, it's subjective, because my goal was basically to have other artists perform songs or music that I've written, and I've done that. You know, I'm not in it for fame, and, you know, I wouldn't mind the dough, but I'm not trying to impress no girlies and all that stuff. I'm set with that with my wife, you know. So it's nothing, you know, it's nothing for me to gain. So I always look for people like, you know, Eric. And I met another young lady on the same set with Eric. That was awesome, but I just couldn't get to work with her yet, because she never returned my call. Well, she did return it once, but we got out of touch. But I'm gonna keep seeking her out, and I'll probably have her on your show too. But
all right. That works.
But like I said, Eric, he hit it on the head, man. You know, that big stage is sort of like a culmination of what you've been working to do, you know. You don't want your music to never be heard, you know.
Right.
So
yeah, you want people to know.
I want
it out there.
Yeah. So I think, you know, if you keep that strong personality, strong confidence, you'll get there, you know. The worst thing a person could do in the music business and I don't care what level of talent you are, is to give up. That's the worst thing to do. You got to keep moving.
Giving up is not even an option in my book. Like it's like it's either this or nothing.
Right. That's the attitude you got to take.
Yeah.
My man said there is no tomorrow. He said he got to go for it right here, right now. And that's the best mentality to have with that is to, you know, keep going at it until you just like, man, I've done everything I could do. I've extended myself. But when you feel like it's still more out there, you got to go attack it. So that's good.
Right. You don't want to regret. You don't want to live with regret.
Yeah, man, you don't want to be sitting in a rocking chair when you're 88 saying, man, I sure should have done that. No, go for it.
No.
Yeah. Like Brian McKnight, shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Yeah, you gotta go for it in the moment there. So it's good to learn about the mentality and the thought process of what you're doing and where you're going for with that. And, you know, I'm not going to tell you that, you know, we had a nice, I guess you could say almost, we had a good conversation and then it got serious and that's fine because we talked about your music, but now we're going to lighten it up a little bit. We got some stuff that we do around here. Sometimes we do this game called Don't At Me, but I'm not going to do that one today. I'm going to borrow from my brother. He got a segment called One Gotta Go, where he's going to give you some choices on it and you got to choose which one got to get up out of here. So we've been talking about music, but we're going to pivot. We're going to get off of music for a second. And we're going to do One Gotta Go. And with these, this is food edition here. So we're going to see where you guys head at when it comes to making choices on food. Now, August, from you, where you and I come from, man, we take our food very seriously, okay? You can't come half-stepping. So we know about that. All right, so I'm just assuming. No, August, I know with you, but I'm just assuming here with EFI that you into some good soul food. Am I right or am I not? You like some
good soul food? 100% correct.
All right, so this one is going to work then. All right, so with this one, this is One Gotta Go with soul food items, all right? So one of these got to go, and we did not make it easy on you, all right? So we got mac and cheese.
Ooh.
We got the yams, fried chicken, or greens, all right? One of them got to go. Mac and cheese, yams, fried chicken, greens. E5, which one of those got to go? He not happy with none of those. Which one got to go?
The yams got to go.
Ooh, and that's a rough one, too, because you didn't seem too sure. You're like, okay.
Because I got to have, if I got the fried chicken, I have to have all of that, the mac and cheese and collard greens and the yams is like a dessert. So,
So which one, okay, so you said which one got to go. Which one of them ain't never leaving? Like, it's got to stay, that's it, in the store.
The chicken.
Yes.
Chicken got to stay. I eat chicken, I don't care what kind of chicken it is, baked, fried, barbecue, any kind of chicken.
I say I eat chicken 8 days a week. 8 days a week.
Literally.
24/7.
August, what about you, man? So which one got to go? The mac and cheese, the yams, fried chicken, greens. You think about your grandmama greens right now, and you know that you can't go.
Yep. For me, it's mac and cheese. I never was in the mac and cheese, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, the yams gotta stay.
Hold on, man. I'm sorry, August. My soul is hurting right now. I need a second to recover.
Mac and cheese, I could take it or leave it. So,
you gotta take it. You don't leave it. You take it.
I've only had one serving of mac and cheese that I really like, and it was something that my mom made. And it was at Thanksgiving, and you know, it's baked mac and cheese.
Oh yeah.
I don't like mac and cheese with that kind of saucy stuff on it. I don't like.
No. This the bake. We talking about the one that your auntie make that everybody beg her to make at the family gathering.
Exactly.
That's the one we talking about.
Yeah, that's the one I could deal with. But you know, if it ain't like that, it's gotta go.
Oh man, that was like a gut punch. I wouldn't imagine that. So which one would you make stay? Which one would stay out of those four then?
Probably the chicken.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So.
Ooh, yeah. I wasn't expecting that one.
Yeah.
Me neither.
Yeah, you threw me a curveball on that one. Yeah.
I've had superior chicken, you know, down in New Orleans, man. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Popeyes originated in New Orleans. It ain't, you know, it tastes the same here.
But you know, what's funny about Popeyes is that when people talk about that with us back home, is that it's so many other chicken spots that's off the radar. That I mean, yeah, you'll go to Popeyes, but it's not it's not on top of your list.
Oh,
you
know? No, a lot of people don't realize that. So
you know,
that just happened to be the more famous one. You know,
yes. But that mac and cheese, that was a punch in the gut there. All right, so which one got to go on this list right here? I was looking at it, and I got to agree with Efi on this one. I love them all, but it's going to be the yams because ain't no way in the world the greens going nowhere. No way. Mm-hmm. Mac and cheese is staying for sure, and the fried chicken is where it all starts, so that's staying for sure also. But, yeah, this one went so well. You know what? Let's run it and do another one. One more food related one. This is a little bit different though. All right. So we talked about home cooking. So this time we're gonna take it to fast food places, you know, with a drive through and everything. So one of these four have got to go. All right. So we got Chick-fil-A,
ooh,
Wendy's, Burger King, or McDonald's. All right. One of them and everything they got to go. So Chick-fil-A, Wendy's, Burger King, McDonald's. Efi, which one of these are you kicking out of here?
Wendy's.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a reason.
Okay. They just don't hit for you. Like
they don't have salt on their fries.
Yeah.
And I have to have salt on my fries.
I never know. Well, I notice sometimes when I get them that they aren't salted, I guess, all the way, but I put ketchup on it. But you're saying that from what you understand, they don't salt them?
No. They don't, they like, I'm used to like, or maybe it's just me. Like, I go to Checkers a lot, but even when I go to McDonald's, even McDonald's fries, they're good and salty. And now I go to like, Wendy's, it just don't hit the same.
All right. So if I say, if it had a little bit more salt on it, he might be able to give him a try. Cause the burgers are pretty good, but that's interesting. Which one on this list is going to stay for you no matter what, which one?
Name the rest of them again.
Yeah. Chick-fil-A, Burger King, McDonald's.
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. It's they're doing the Lord's work at Chick-fil-A. So yeah.
God is blessed, Chick-fil-A.
Yes. Yes. But I got to give a shout out to my man, Jimmy. My man, Jimmy, called it that Christian chicken, and he ain't lying. That's what it is.
He ain't lying. Right. He is not lying.
All right. So, August, what about you, man? Which one of these got to go? Chick-fil-A, Wendy's, Burger King, or McDonald's? Which one is out of here?
Definitely Wendy's.
Oh, okay. Yeah, two for Wendy's. Why so?
Well, Wendy's... I don't know if you guys know this, but Wendy's was after, what's his name? The owner, Dave, when he passed
away. Dave Thomas, yeah.
Yeah, when he passed away, something happened to Wendy's. Their service got terrible. Their buns are always stale. And the food just wasn't as good as it used to be. So Arby's took over Wendy's.
Yeah, they are. They're together.
So if you ever see like Wendy's, you ever see a Wendy's or a Chick-fil-A and McDonald's in any close proximity, you'll see Wendy's with nobody in their drive-thru. There's a reason for that because their food is just not the same. Something happened. So I just can't deal with it no more. And like you said, the fries, they try to simulate fries that are like cut from potatoes, you know, like you do at home in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Fry up some potatoes for dinner.
Yep.
But so yeah, with the they try to leave the peeling on, but it ain't the same.
So you can keep that.
So
which one? Okay, so who's staying for you out of the remaining three? Chick-fil-A, Burger King, or McDonald's?
I would say Chick-fil-A, but there's a place that's better than Chick-fil-A that you didn't mention. It's called Super Chicks. They're based out of Texas. There's one here in Peachtree City, and I tell you, they blow Chick-fil-A away.
Really?
Yeah. The quality of their food is so awesome.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, but I would go Chick-fil-A, you know, to answer that question.
Okay. Again, they're doing the Lord's work. That's why you got to give them a shot, because they are out here, you know, changing lives out here. So
Oh, yeah.
On the one that's... that's got to go out here. Like, I like all four of these, and I'm still in. I mean, I don't know if I had the bad experience with Wendy's that you had with that August. As a matter of fact, Wendy's was the first job I ever had when I was a teenager.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah. But in this instance, though, even though they were my first job, and I still enjoy them pretty much to a degree, they're the ones that got to go, because ain't no way I'm giving up Chick-fil-A. That's not happening. We've established again that they're doing the Lord's work out there. Burger King is the home of the Whopper. You got to have one of those. And McDonald's, outside everything else, their fries are undefeated. So you got to keep them in that category. So they got to stay. Mm-hmm. So Wendy's just based on the fact that the other three are a little stronger, but I still like them. And if you want to sponsor us, just know, you know, put that out there. But
come on, Wendy's.
I'm just saying. But yeah, so that was one gotta go food edition. We want to take it out of music and see what E5 and August had to say. So we definitely had fun playing that with you guys. So
you are now listening to the radio show ATL.
I went to Church's Chicken today.
Are those honey butter bits still murder worthy?
Yeah, I got me out. Hell yeah, I got me a hot ass 3-piece and a biscuit. Man, I got some, and it came with some mashed potatoes and gravy. The mashed potatoes and gravy was so hot that it made my chest start hurting as it was going down my
That's a heart disease that you're suffering from after eating that. That wasn't the mashed potatoes. That was your artery screaming for help.
You're listening to the radio show ATL on YouTube and all other podcast providers.
Just to sort of, I guess, round things out, you know, Efi, you are somebody who, just based on not just the music that you're creating, but your personality, your drive, everything that you got going on has all the makings of somebody who is going to push as hard as they can to get to where they want to go to. And you firmly believe that, and that's going to come out in your music, and that's going to draw people into you. So that's a good thing. So please keep that mentality, because someone like you with that drive and that talent, and you keep that mentality like that, you're only going to go further in life, and you're only gonna rise on that. So make sure, you know, keep that, because it's a great quality to have in this crazy business of music. All right. So
I will.
For the people watching, if you take a look at the screen right here, so the information for E5 is on the screen there. The album, It's Leo Season. So again, available anywhere you stream your music: Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, SoundCloud, wherever you get your music, make sure and stream it. All right. Mm-hmm. Follow them on Instagram at E5_season, okay? And for more information, you can just go to his website. That's E5season.com. So, E5, August, it's always great to catch up with you, brother. E5, is great getting a chance to meet you. And we look forward to further conversation as you continue your climb. We look forward to making you a friend of the show.
Thank you so much for having me, man. I loved every minute of it.
All right. Absolutely. I'm glad. I love the conversation. Like I said, anybody, like, August is my boy, man. He know that. That's why he called me. Anybody that he, you know, suggests to me is somebody that I'm going to want to talk to. So, I definitely appreciate the time today, for sure.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes,
for sir. Sure.
You are now listening to the radio show ATL.
What is something that you keep in your car just in case?
Fork. Don't at me.
Whoa. I need follow-up there.
Yeah. Okay. I will at you.
Yeah, let's come out your mouth. I need a follow-up here.
Yeah. A fork. Y'all never like ordered food and they didn't give you the right utensils, or you was hungry, you needed to eat it right then and there. No, I mean, that's just me. Oh my God, I'm showing my greedy side. Yes.
You're listening to the radio show ATL on YouTube and all other podcast providers.
All right, we're back here on The Aftermath. I just got done talking to E5, great R&B singer that's on the rise, and also his mentor, another singer and songwriter, August Hayes, about E5's album, It's Leo Season. So we learned about his origins, how he got started in the church, how he got introduced to some great R&B acts that really just sort of got his creative juices flowing. And then next thing you know, he's writing, singing, and creating. So one of the things that he's written, sang, and created is his album, It's Leo Season, which is available, as you can see the information right there on the screen, it's available anywhere you stream music. So that's Apple, Spotify, Tidal, wherever you get your music, you can find it there, all right? So make sure and follow him on Instagram at E5_season. Again, information right there on the screen. And then for more information, just go to his website, E5season.com. Give him a like, a follow, a listen. All that stuff counts, and I know he would definitely appreciate it. All right? Now, as far as for the radio show ATL, if you want to be a guest on the radio show ATL, just send us an email to radioshowinbox@gmail.com, or you can send us a text, 678-800-1677. We look forward to hearing from you. So again, much love to August Hayes. Much love to E5 for, you know, everything that they're doing. A great conversation. We did a little one gotta go. So we went all over the map with it, you know, getting to know E5 and about his story and everything, learned about his personality. Bright future for that young brother. All right. So again, we're gonna keep dropping this heat all 2024. Great interviews and other content. So just keep it locked right here to the radio show ATL. All right. And again, you know, we appreciate the love and support that everybody's been showing us. And just like I said, we're gonna keep dropping this heat, all right? So we appreciate y'all, and we will catch you next time.
Hi, these are the guys from the ZZ Talk Podcast. I'm Zeno.
I'm Zeus. We are a podcast of two ordinary guys that talk about everything and anything, including sports, entertainment, politics,
as well as an interview or two.
Or five.
You can listen to us on Spotify, Pandora, or wherever else you find your podcasts.
That's the ZZ Talk Podcast. ZZ-Talk Podcast. Like and subscribe.
Hey, this is Alora Lovelight, and you're tuned in to the radio show ATL. Make sure to check out my latest single, Erodicy, and follow at It's The Radio Show on Instagram. If you want your music heard on the radio show, email theradioshowinbox@gmail.com.